It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're glad to be here for another edition of the popular City Desk podcast. We are recording this program on Thursday, October 12th at 8:57 in the morning, and we are at the beautiful Golden Nugget Casino Resort in Biloxi, and Cecilia Dobbs Walton, I would have hated to have been you to run that PowerPoint with Mayor Gillich, our public affairs manager for the city. Good morning, Cecilia.
Specialist.
Yes, yeah, and this was, I think, one of the first Breakfast with the Mayors we've had the mayor with a PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. It was a little stressful, but I think the mayor did really good. Mm-hmm. It flowed well with what he was saying.
And he covered an awful lot of topics from soup to nuts, infrastructure, the beach, etc.
He did. He had a lot of good information to get out there. Of course, we had the storm that came up. That's what he spoke on.
The other thing was, not only was it the same topics that people are familiar with, the sand beach, infrastructure, downtown revitalization, but Cecilia, he was very careful to put timelines on them now.
He did. That's right. He had some timelines to let everybody know about. So he's got a more in-depth look and more thought into the process, and kind of told everybody what that is. And some ideas, you know, such as crosswalks that he's going to put into effect to get people from south of Highway 90 over into downtown and to use that area. And then, of course, the infrastructure work with the North Contract and the South Contract.
There was a great story about George Bush and his beautiful wife, Laura, where when he was running for Congress in Texas, George W. Bush was driving home, and his wife's with him after he gave a speech. And so he's pulling up to the driveway to their carport, and he asked his wife, Laura, he said, well, how did I do in my speech? And she says, well, I thought you could have been a lot better. Right whenever she said that, he drove right through the garage door. He was so mad. So to get a really good accounting on how our mayor did today, we're going to turn to the First Lady of Biloxi. Good morning, Serena Gillich.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I can relate to that, Vincent, very much so. You know, I tell him all the time, if I can't tell you, who's going to tell you? Exactly. No, we haven't gone through the garage, thank goodness. But, no, he did a great job today, and as usual, his passion shows through. He loves this city and everything about it, and trying to get as much done as he can get done as fast as we can get it done.
I want to thank you, because I was at the house yesterday and I was telling him something, and right away you said, now, foe, let him finish before you interrupt him. Do you find that a lot?
I've lived with him for almost 50 years. Yes, I do find it a lot, yeah. He's very much in tune to the moment and what's going on from there.
You had to be ecstatic about the room was set up for 150 people today, and they had 150 people here, and that must tell you that people are real interested in what we got going on in our city.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what can you not be interested in this mm-hmm. beautiful city? We've got so much to offer and so much to do, and after a hurricane, we're getting back on track and hope everybody's going to come back and visit us again.
Now, how did we do at the Gillich House? I saw some damage on a pier out there.
We did. We had a damage on half of our pier got messed up, and from Katrina, we finally got our deck done, and now we don't have a pier to walk down to, but that's life. It'll work out.
Everybody seems to just pick themselves up and just go right back to work. And do you find that a community becomes closer after a storm?
Oh, absolutely. And if you were here during Katrina, you know how important all that was. We were all out to help each other and do for each other. So that's what Biloxi is. We're just a big family here.
So do you give him secret advice? And this will be the last question. And if you give him secret advice, what is the secret advice? Break some new ground for us here on the City Desk podcast.
I can't say that on the radio, Vincent. You know me too well.
Well, I want to thank you. You're a gracious and just wonderful First Lady for the City of Biloxi, and I know you love representing the city with a lot of pride.
I do love Biloxi. I'm very proud to be from Biloxi and my family and everybody here. Thank you, Vincent.
Thank you very much. And we ambushed her, William, and she did a remarkable job, as always. Grace Under Pressure.
I think he says the general. Didn't he call her the general?
Yes, this is his general. That's exactly right. And we're glad that she's there to give him some marching orders. And as we close the show, what we want to talk about is we want to expand a little bit on what some of the things Mayor Gillich had to say about the debris removal. And Cecilia, you got to be real happy whenever you drive down that beachfront and you see those county crews, the county road department's just making remarkable progress.
Yes, I mean, the county and the city crews just cleaning up all the sand that's been blown off the beach onto Highway 90 into the medians, all the debris, you know, from the trees and the debris that the water brought in from the storm surge. And our crews are out there working constantly. I mean, just constantly taking trucks of debris away, just clearing it up just to make it traffic to be able to flow and move safely along Highway 90.
And we want to thank everybody for their cooperation and their patience, because one of the big things after every storm is the traffic signals. The Mississippi Department of Transportation puts all of the traffic signals in a flashing mode. So when you're on Highway 90, you see flashing yellow lights. If you're approaching Highway 90, it's a flashing red light. The reason they do that is because they are sophisticated electronics. And when you hear sophisticated, that means expensive. And they're in these control boxes at each of the intersections. So what they do as part of their storm plan is they go all the way down the highway, stopping at every signalized intersection and removing those electronics from the control boxes, and then it takes them a little while to get them back. Speaking of other storm debris progress, we want to welcome into the City Desk program our Chief Administrative Officer, Mike Leonard. We're ambushing Mike as well. We want to just ask him what he thinks about the storm recovery, what some of the biggest challenges have been, what some of the successes have been.
Well, as you know, we've reported to FEMA $2.6 million in losses of city property, mostly in the marina, and electronics that were exposed to the water that ran the traffic lights in the store, sewer lift stations and so forth. And that's just, that's all uninsured, and we're hoping to get some help. The four marinas we have was the biggest problem early on, because we've got to get the marinas back in shape to bring all the boats back, and the boats are pushing to get back in. Mm-hmm. They're all upriver now and all wanting to come back in, but we don't have power in the Point Cadet Marina at this point, and still working on that. And we've got a company that just started yesterday pulling debris out of the harbor. We've had the DMR did their side scan sonar run all through the harbor to try and see what was underneath the water. We're worried about boats coming in and ripping their bottoms off if there's debris back in. And if you look at the debris that's along the beach, the logs and telephone poles and some of the big stuff, you realize what could be in that water underneath the water in the marina. So that's our big push right now, is to get the marinas back and open and get all the boats back.
You've got to be happy too, because you've had the Public Works Department out there, Parks and Recreation, and Pelican Waste, our new contractor, is actually going to be picking up some storm debris, which was not really an expectation, but it sounds like they're going to step in.
Well, as you know, the schedules has Pelican Waste along with Team Waste picking up garbage and yard waste and debris, and they come Thursday and Friday in Biloxi, Thursday and basically the Woolmarket area, and Friday in the rest of the city. And on Monday morning when we looked at all the debris that was piling up in people's yards, we realized we couldn't wait till Friday, and so we put Public Works on the road with their knuckle boom trucks, and they have been taking about 20 plus tons of debris to the landfill every day, working through the neighborhoods. All we're trying to do is knock down the pile so that when Team Waste starts today in Woolmarket and again tomorrow in the rest of Biloxi, that they're not starting with this staggering pile of debris, and that it's manageable. We'll have to go back after the weekend and see what's left, and we'll have to keep the Public Works crews working until we can get the debris all picked up. Now, what we want people to do is a couple of things. Number one, if you still have a Waste Pro can, the old green cans, you have one, take it out to the curb and leave it there so they can find it and pick it up. Don't put anything in it, because if you put anything in it, they're probably going to dump it out before they take it away. So if you've got loose trash and stuff, put it in bags. That's easier to pick up. A knuckle boom truck is like a great big claw, and it reaches down and will pick up large bulky items, but it can't pick up an individual leaf. Those just, you know, they can't, you can't do that. So if you've got individual leaves and small debris, put it in a plastic bag, then that device can grab it. Get things out to the curb. So we don't know how much debris is out there until you get it out, so we know where it's there. And our guys are cycling through the neighborhoods looking for debris. So if you're a commercial property, we've said that, you know, we can't come onto your property to take debris away. We just can't do it. The law won't allow it. But if you have stuff out to the curb, we can pick it up. And so we're not discriminating between commercial and private. If we see debris, we're picking it up. So get it out to the curb. And if you've got anything unusually large, you know, call Public Works and see if you can schedule, you know, like a refrigerator or a big couch or something like that. Obviously, we can't pick that up with the debris. So call Public Works and see if you can schedule somebody to come pick it up.
And also, when you put it out there, as Mike has told me more than once, don't put it next to the fire hydrant. Don't put it next to the mailbox, and don't put it next to a guy wire or a utility pole. These workers that are out there with this heavy equipment, they need to make sure that equipment is not that nimble. As Mike said, it won't pick up a leaf. No. And they do a great job of controlling the equipment, but it's not something you want to put near a fire plug or a mailbox. Try to have about 3 feet clearance. The same thing when you bring your recycling cart out there and you bring your garbage cart. Don't put them right next to each other. Just put a little bit of space. Now, she could not do it last week. She was unsuccessful. But this week, Cecilia Dobbs is going to give us a weekend preview.
Thanks for that, Vincent. Well, this week we do have a couple things going on. Of course, it is October, so our Parks and Recreation Department is getting ready for Halloween. The first Halloween event in the department is this Friday, October the 13th, from 5:30 to 7:30 at Wool Market. It's at the Wool Market School, and it's for ages 11 and younger. Costume contest begins at 5:30, where there will be prizes, games, and inflatables at 6, and other contests such as an egg hunt, a broomstick race, starts at 6:30. This event is free, and the police and fire department will also be out there to offer safety tips, and you may even get a chance to ride on a fire truck or climb up on a fire truck and check it out. Then on Saturday, the Park and Recreation Department is having their annual Fishing for Catfish Kids Day. Now this, again, is Saturday, October the 14th. It's 8 a.m. to noon at the Hiller Park Pond. It's for ages 15 and younger. And just yesterday, they stocked the pond with 500 catfish. So kids can get out there. You have to bring your own tackle box, cooler, fishing string, and bait. There will be door prizes for certain fish caught, and lunch will also be provided. Again, this event is free, and all that information, as always, is on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
During the presentation with the mayor, I love when they had all the catfish that came on land, and I love the cleanup committee or crew. How did you get that? Where did it come from, and is that going to be on the website?
Yeah, actually, we already have that on the website. It was actually a video shot by one of our police officers that was out patrolling the area and noticed that there was an area of catfish that had been washed up, and they were kind of trying to move around in a little bit of water. Of course, and that was off Crawford Street. Of course, a little bit later that day, we had a great cleanup crew to come help us with that, which were the seagulls.
You've been listening to City Desk, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to the website and look at this video and find out all the information that you need this day and every day. You've been listening to City Desk News and Views from City Hall of Biloxi with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.